From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Excessive heat warnings have now been issued for much of the central and eastern parts of the country, from Kansas to Massachusetts. All week, temperatures have been hitting the triple digits and making new records.
In a moment, we'll check in with folks in Nebraska and Ohio to hear how they are coping. First, Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports from Kansas City, Missouri, where the mercury has been pushing 100 degrees.
Nothing really says heat like fresh asphalt. Work was in full swing at this road construction site in Kansas City under the blazing midday sun today. Tony Gutierrez was not complaining.
You get used to it. It's just got to go with the flow. You can't make any money at home.
There is a little disagreement about getting used to it on this site.
You would think you'd get used to it, but there's no getting used to 100 degrees and, you know, full sunshine. It gets hot.
Tom Whitry says, bad as it is, he knows the heat wave is probably just getting started.
No, I'm afraid next week's probably going to be a little warmer. We'll be able to take our jackets off next week.
What do you mean take your jackets off?
Well, we're getting cool right now.
Whitry's likely right about the heat.
We haven't even gotten to the hottest part of the summer around here, which is usually August.
Kevin Klazel says that down in Oklahoma, it's already one for the record books. He runs the Oklahoma Climatological Survey.
The July 2011 temperatures here in the Oklahoma City metropolitan area are running currently warmer than our all-time hottest month here in Oklahoma, which was August of 1936.
The height of the Dust Bowl. In a normal July, moisture from the ground would help cool the air. Oklahoma's too dry for that this year, and the intense heat is spreading, leaving people across the region scrambling to stay cool. Kansas City bills itself as the city of fountains. And the big one here at Crown Center today was full of people, not just kids either. A 21-year-old musician named Rough House is enjoying the jets of water as much as anyone.
It's a hot day, and it's no age limit on cooling off. Once you're hot, you're hot.
While most adults say they're here to escape the heat, Denise Williams, all decked out for the office, is here to enjoy it.
Actually, not that bad out here. It's kind of nice to watch the children play in the fountain, and I don't want to spend the whole summer inside, and we might be stuck with this heat for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Klazel says forecasters are looking far ahead and far afield for some sign of a break in the heat, scanning weather patterns for storms developing in the Atlantic or Pacific Oceans. That, he says, is desperation, and he doesn't see a change in the weather pattern for months. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.